Alrighty, welcome back to our Groundskeeper Chat series. I am your host, Meg Kruger. I am the content lead with Pioneer Athletics, and we are live from Daytona Beach at the SFMA conference at Field Experts. I am joined by my unofficial co-host, Mr. Christopher Bell.
Hello, hello.
And then our guest today is Mr. Aaron Fink. He is an OG member of the Nielsen Mafia, which we'll get into. But now he's kind of formulating a mafia of his own, taking his crew through long seasons. You know, is there an off season anymore, really?
No such thing.
Exactly. So we're going to get into all of that. But if you want to give us, I know, look at this poor guy. I can't even believe you'd make eye contact with me again after he made eye contact with me yesterday. And I immediately was like, headset now.
Yeah.
Sit in the seat.
The pressure's on. You can't do that and run away.
Yeah. Let's hear your turf origin story, because I don't know if I've honestly ever heard it before.
Yeah, it was one of those. Growing up, I always enjoyed being outdoors. Mm-hmm. I actually grew up in Green Bay, so.
Oh, okay.
I actually had dinner with Allen with the Packers last night.
Very
so that was
cool.
Kind of a full circle moment. Mm-hmm. Where childhood team. But grew up kind of loving outdoors, you know, mowed lawns in the neighborhood type situation. But then went to college and didn't understand that this was even a career. So I went to Iowa State. Lo and behold, great turf program there. So year into college, switched my major to turf management and worked at the golf course on campus there. After my sophomore year of college, I took an internship in Louisville with Tom Nielsen, which at that point was pretty much changed my life.
Yep.
I was just kind of figuring out life, and this guy came into my life and was basically a father to me. So
a catalyst of sorts.
He took me under his wing and was like, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay here with me. So a little bit of change of plans, and ended up finishing my degree with Penn State on the online program, which allowed me to stay in Louisville. 5 years in Louisville with Tom at the Louisville Bats, moved up assistant and took over for him when he went to the soccer team. COVID hit and some things changed in our world.
Yeah.
And I got another call from Tom. He said, hey, we're building a training facility. I want you to open this for us. So stepped into that role. It was a lot of fun. I got to see the construction side of it and work on that. And Tom decided to retire. And he said, this is all yours now. So,
oh, my gosh.
I thank a lot for Tom. And he kind of guided me into the position I'm at now. Mm-hmm. And taught me a lot, not just grass, but people. And,
yep.
In this industry, this is one of my favorite weeks of the year because of Tom. I always laugh. We would come into the trade show and we would never make it past the second booth because everyone would want to talk to Tom. And
yeah,
and like I said, I was in the back trying to get up to this and I couldn't even make it now. So
yeah.
It's like, well,
oh, wow.
I must
what
have learned
full
something
circle.
From Tom.
That is so sweet. And really, like, one thing about you guys is whether it's OTF or this conference, you travel in a pack, like, and I always see the same faces because I really believe that, like, once someone's embedded in this group, it's like, why would I want to go anywhere else?
Exactly. Yep.
But when they do, it's like this wild, you know, like I can't, it's not even a tree. It's like, you know, it just spreads across the country.
A bush.
Yeah, like what he's been able to have. It's crazy. And I wish I could have him here in this moment to be like, what he saw in you out of all the people he's had along for the ride, what he saw in you to be like, okay, this is the guy that's going to take over the position that I've held for decades. Mm-hmm. And then bring you along to the soccer side of it. What did that really mean? Not only just on a boss level, but for him to invest in you and empower you to take those positions.
Well, it's one of those. I grew up in Wisconsin. I was going to school in Iowa. I'm moving across the country to Kentucky to a place I had never been before. And I meet this guy and just immediately fell in love with them.
Yep.
And when you start enjoying coming to work every day, it wasn't even work at that point. And, you know, he invites you over to his house and spend time with his family. And you see what matters most in the industry is not necessarily the work we're doing, but the time we spend together. And I think that's what he always wanted to teach to us is the people, you know, you take care of your people. And So coming down to this, I brought two people with me this year that had never been before.
Awesome.
And introducing them to that tree that you talk about and making them understand, you know, all the people that were in their shoes at one point.
Yeah.
And so I just try to pass that along. And I appreciate Tom for welcoming me into it, because when I got to Louisville, I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
And just life in general. Turf. I didn't know what I was doing. And
were you one of the crazy ones that would, like, on your lunch break run hundreds of miles with him?
Yeah. Yeah. We would, you know, work for 4 hours, go run 10 miles, and then work the game in the evening.
Insane.
I was telling a story. We used to do the fun run here, where mm-hmm. it was do classes, and then instead of taking a 2-hour lunch here, he would get a group of guys. We would go run 10 miles. And the great thing about Tom, the whole time you're running, he's just telling stories.
Yeah.
So you're
not running very fast then.
Oh, well, you're trying to keep up with them.
Oh, really?
And the whole time I can't even talk because I'm out of breath the whole time. He's just rambling about some story or some person.
Wow, that's impressive.
Such a great guy.
Truly.
I really am going to try to push for him. He's retired now, lives mm-hmm. out in Idaho. I'm going to really try to get him next year to see if we can get him
come
to that conference.
Because
this is what his...
this used to be his bread and butter.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it is a credit to... When he said he was retiring, he actually did it. And that is so rare for, like, in this industry, from what I've seen. It's like they retire and maybe they're not at the office every morning, but we're still seeing them at all the things. And mm-hmm. to his credit, he was like, it's time for my wife and I, who has stood by me this whole time, and his kids who, you know...
Yeah.
Lived it every day. He's really
family is super important to him. Mm-hmm. They love going camping, so it was always in their goals. Even when I first started there, he said, "When I retire, I'm going to buy a camper and we're going to move out west."
And he made
enjoy
it
life. He did it, and so just another one of those things where he didn't necessarily always say it, but you can see the lessons that he was teaching you.
So cool. And again, I'm sure if he was here, he would speak so highly of you, because really, to your credit, to be able to take over that legacy, I mean, it was a big one. And you're doing a flawless job at it. You were recognized as one of SFMA's rising stars, which we already all knew that. But they put a title on it, which is very cool. And definitely, I can still see that, you know, that mentorship, that crew culture, that camaraderie is at the lifeblood of what you guys are doing. You know, and really, how important is that in when you have seasons where it's like there is no off season, and when you're taking a crew all the way into December and you're working long hours to, you know, under really crazy conditions when they're like, we're going to have a tournament in the middle of December in, you know, Louisville.
Yeah.
How important is it that you're able to rely on that camaraderie and that culture in those moments?
Well, and you kind of build this culture up for those tough moments. So, you know, we have fun every day. And when you build this family together, when you have each other's backs, those tough days, everyone just rallies around each other and you don't even think about those tough days, and it makes it fun. And that's something I pride myself on, is trying to be that leader. I attempt to never say no to my workers. So I'm going to let them do their jobs. If I got to help them out through the way, I'm going to help them out, but I will never say no to them. And so that allows them to be relaxed and mm-hmm. do their job to the best of their abilities. And when we need each other, we rally around each other. So you were talking about the December tournament. It was one of those, I think earlier in the year, we talked about it. It was like, we're going to have a game in December.
Mm-hmm.
How do we want to plan for this? And I threw it in their court. And, you know, we talked about it. It's like, by mid-December in Louisville, we're not going to be growing Bermuda grass anymore.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to work extra hard all summer to build this thing as strong as we can to mm-hmm. be able to make it to that point. And I can't do that myself. That's the crew doing that.
Yeah.
So, I let them run with it. And like I said, I try never to say no. If they're getting a little out of bounds, I might have to corral them in sometimes.
Yep.
But I have an excellent crew that mm-hmm. Makes me look good. I you talked about that Rising Star Award. That's one of those that you didn't think you deserved. It was, yeah. This is a team job. Effort, it's not yeah. one person. So, we share in our successes, and when we go through rough patches, we go through it together. Mm-hmm. It's not one person gets looked down upon or looked too high. So yeah. it's a good group, and I follow that, you know, in the future, we just keep
building on
teach them yeah. how this is how our industry should be. And when they go take new jobs,
you know,
build this out with your crew. And I think we see that in our industry.
Definitely.
No matter where you're at, everyone's willing to help each other out, especially, you know, if there's a tough day, you know, we can call on each other. And, mm-hmm. and that's really important, where it keeps people from those tough times. Definitely. Make them as short as possible.
Definitely. And when you're hiring or you're looking to bring on seasonal intern, what have you, what are those attributes or values that you're like, that's a non-negotiable, this person has to have this? Because a lot of the things you can teach on the job. So it's, what are those things that you're like, I got to have this if they're going to join the team?
For me, number one is the attitude. Mm-hmm. I'm a person that comes into work every day, same way. You're going to know how I'm at. I absolutely hate when we're going through these ups and downs. Someone comes in moody one morning. Yeah. And I hate that. So yeah. I let them know that right away, first day. You know, we're going to come into my office every morning. The TV will be on the news. We'll drink some coffee and we'll just talk.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, that helps, where it's like, okay, I can tell so-and-so, you know, is tired or had a, but mm-hmm. before we get out there and start working, we're all going to be laughing in a good mood. That's something right away. And so that doesn't even have to do with turf. You know, that's just being, anyone can do it. And, and when I'm looking for people, I'll post it'll be a broad job posting.
Yep.
And I'll welcome anyone that wants to come in. It's not just turf students. I can kind of mold you into what you want to be. But if you come to me with a good attitude every day, you're going to be successful.
I love that. And one thing that you're doing that is definitely different from how things were run, you know, historically in Louisville, is you are out there promoting what you and your crew are doing every day. I will tell you, when I wrote about Todd Schaefer and Tom Nielsen, I was, you know, on Facebook trying to find their partners' Facebook profiles, trying to find photos of them, because mm-hmm. these people were like non-existent.
Yeah.
They were like, keep the spotlight away from whatever we're doing down here. And that's something that you do so authentically and so well, because really you're not only creating visibility for your crew, but for the industry as a whole. And you do it in such a great way where it's like, you know, we have this tournament in December, but you started those posts in like August and September, like, hey, hashtag College Cup, this is what's going to be going on. And I love that. And then also there's, I did like a presentation here about branding. And there was a photo of you and your crew that I put on it, because it was like, anybody that looks at that, like, like if you had that photo and then a job posting, it's like, I want to join that group of smiling faces.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the, you know, motivation to make sure that that is an element of the job for you.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say I'm amazing at social media.
I
have Twitter and I use it mostly just for work purposes.
Yep.
And for the longest time, it was just following turf people, see what mm-hmm. they're doing, you know, and then show what we're doing. The one thing with soccer that I really enjoy is the local aspect of it.
Yeah.
We have a really good fan base that appreciates what we do. And so the last couple of years, I've started posting just more of us, not mm-hmm. necessarily always us working, but just, hey, you know,
yeah.
Here's my assistant. Here's
what
this.
What was the post? It was like Picasso, Leonardo.
Yeah.
I love
that. And so it went from, you know, maybe I got 30 likes from turf people mm-hmm. to now I'm getting 60, but 30 of them are turf and 30 of them are fans.
Very cool.
And so when we're at the game, we stand right down on the field. We're right behind the goal, right mm-hmm. behind all the crazy fans up, you know, banging on drums and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's got to the point where our fans know us.
That's so cool.
They announce us on the board, you know, they all cheer, we get a wave.
So cool.
We've got this little fan base right behind us. They joke that they wanted to get the big super heads and have us all in there. And And a lot of that just came from social media, making a recognizable face where even if I'm just in the city, you know, mm-hmm. hey, you're the guy that takes care of the field or something.
That is so cool.
And so a lot of that, and that goes back to, you know, who do I want on my crew? It's mm-hmm. it's people see that and be like, I want to do that job.
Yep.
Or and I always look back on myself going through it, whereas I didn't know it was a career.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can showcase what we do and who the people are that are doing it,
yep.
you know, that then you can make that connection. And I think that's important for not only our industry, but just locally, recognizing the work we do.
Definitely. And, you know, it's an exciting time to be involved in soccer, for sure. And what, you know, is to come in the next couple years. You know, what has you excited as far as being on, you know, you could be an expert of sorts, somebody that somebody consults with, but how do you think that we can capitalize on all that excitement that's the nation is going to have over the World Cup, the world,
yeah.
And make it, you know, of an opportunity for us to be visible?
It's going to be absolutely massive when yeah. it's here, and it's going to take everyone willing to work together to make it happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, you know, one set site like a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
It's going to be a Super Bowl in all these regions. We had FIFA out last week. They're looking at our facility as a potential training site.
Oh, very cool.
So not only those stadiums, there's going to be training sites mm-hmm. that are going to be required. It's going to take a lot of effort from a lot of people, and we're going to have a lot of eyes on us.
Yeah.
I don't have any doubt that it's going to run flawlessly. The people yeah. in our industry are going to make it happen. So it's a matter of how do we showcase who's yeah. doing all this work,
yeah.
who's making this happen.
Yeah, how do we get all the stadiums to have you guys on the scoreboard?
Exactly. And hopefully, you know, maybe we can collaborate and do stuff like that
yeah.
where it's like, hey, this is who's doing it. This is his crew from top to bottom, because obviously it's not one person doing
yeah.
that. And you start showcasing that. And with an event of that scale, you get people asking. It's like, wow, you know, you had FIFA there. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And you could start talking. And that's how we, as a group, get better. So it is going to be exciting. I'm excited to help with it, whatever
yeah.
way ends up working out that way. But I'm really excited for it.
Yeah,
It's going to be awesome when it's here.
And especially if we can capitalize on it, and any soccer fan, any parent, any athlete, you know, that learns about it as an opportunity, that's just more visibility for our industry.
Yeah, and we, you know, with our team, we have 1,500 kids that are in our academy program. So I'm
so cool.
I'm always trying to work with them,
yep.
and it's not always teaching. Sometimes it's just us being out there working on the field, and
yeah.
they're like, "Well, what are you doing today?" And we'll talk to them. And I think as we get closer to that and they see the scale of FIFA that comes in and
yeah.
some of these teams, there's going to be a lot more questions like that where it's like, well, how are we going to make this happen? And, you know, that's where we
awesome.
Can showcase. Because I think for us, it's kind of just another team.
Yeah. Yep.
Another game.
Yeah.
But the amount of eyes that'll be on us, I think we need to show
an opportunity for sure.
How much we actually do.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us.
No, I appreciate it. You guys do an awesome job. I always enjoy how you guys showcase us.
Oh, well, thank you. And you're welcome back anytime. You're a fan favorite. It's official. It's cemented in the writing. So thank you so much.
I just try to do my part and be a good leader in this industry.
You do a great job of it. Thank
you. I appreciate it.
All righty.